of moral deterioration and spiritual darkness, there stands an institution of learning, grounded on the Word of God, holding forth the light of truth. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith.
Cold wind stirs on a war-scarred plain in southern Korea. A young American soldier, Peter Simmons, is brought in for medical aid. Death is near. But this is only the beginning of our story.
Get him into the copter and out of here. That about it, Smith?
Take a look at this one. Just brought him in. Must have stepped on a mine. Is he alive?
Barely.
I'll set up an IV.
Took shrapnel wounds left leg. Both thighs. Left forearm. A bullet wound in the chest.
We've got to get some blood into him.
You try to find a vein. I'll work on this chest wound.
Right. Can you help me? I can't seem to find...
His veins must have collapsed.
He's in severe shock. Dying, isn't he?
Yeah, no pulse at all now. He's a dead man.
Looks like everybody's been brought in. Anything more we can do?
Yeah, you and Smith put this one with the other dead.
You got his tag?
Just finishing it. Peter Simmons, dead from wounds, enemy action.
Crowder, the operating table's clear. Any more to go in?
No, we just tagged the last one. It was a rough one.
Yeah. A lot of wounded and a lot of dead. It always gets me when I see that quiet row of blanket-covered bodies. Hey, Crowder?
Yes, Sarge?
Bring that lantern over here. Look, that man's body's uncovered. Why, he's alive!
Well, he can't be.
What do you mean?
No vital signs. Severe wounds.
Did you try everything?
Yeah, tried an IV, but his veins were collapsed.
Hey, medical, get over here! He's alive. Let's do what we can.
I told you, you can't get blood into a man with collapsed veins.
I can't give up while there's a chance. His feet. Here, help me get his boot off.
All right.
I found it. I found a vein in his left big toe. I found it. Hold that helicopter. I've got a man here that's got to make it.
Another day, another physical therapy session.
Yeah, another hour of torture.
Oh, try to cheer up. It's a glorious spring day.
I've missed a whole year of seasons. Why get excited about this one?
You might get excited about living. I'm sorry. You see, I spend some time in Korea, too.
I stand corrected. I'm afraid the only thing I'm interested in right now is getting out of here.
All right, start those push-ups. The harder you work, the sooner you'll get out of here. By the way, what are you planning to do?
Well, I'm getting out of the Air Force as soon as I'm out of here. I think I'll concentrate on fun. I want to make up for some lost time.
It seems to be kind of a waste.
What do you mean?
Well, they all say you were on the receiving end of a miracle. Does God perform miracles just for a man to have fun?
It's party time, everybody. Live it up.
Live like there's no tomorrow.
Maybe there is.
Look, I'm tired. No partying for me tonight.
Come on, eat, drink, and be merry.
Peter, what do you do? Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here?
Good afternoon. Would you mind reading this?
Revival meeting. Big tent revival. Why not?
Tonight I wish to point you to Jesus. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus willingly paid the price for our sin with his blood. He died that we may live.
This is different.
Each of us must face death. It is a fact.
I've done
Maybe
that all
someone
right.
in this audience that has faced and cheated death. Perhaps that happens so that you may accept Jesus Christ before it is eternally too late.
Well, we're so glad you came forward tonight. Mr.
Simmons, Peter Simmons.
Peter, you say your life has been empty and meaningless.
It sure has.
Well, I can say to you on the authority of the Word of God that the reason is sin. Here, let's read these scriptures. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, you read this one.
For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I know I'm a sinner.
Here. Read here.
But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
The next step is up to you. Look here in Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Well, can it be as simple as that?
As simple as that.
Once, Peter Simmons was almost dead from wounds on a battlefield in Korea. But worse, I was dead in trespasses and sin. Now, in Christ, I am alive forevermore.
And the trumpet of the Lord shall sound in Christ be no more, and the morning grace eternal man will cry. When the sailors shall gather over on the other shore, and the roar of all the thunder of the dead. When the roar is from the yonder, when the roar is from the yonder, when the roar is from the yonder, when the roar is from the yonder of the dead. And the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder in the air.
Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Today's story, based on true incidents, was adapted for radio by Joyce Parks. Listen again next week at this time for a special Christmas program from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.